Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome to another Cryptoconomy Quick Read. I got another one today. Both of these, the last episode as well as this one, I'm sorry if you noticed I did not have an episode out yesterday. I've been on the road and will continue to be for the rest of the weekend, so I've had a really hard time with my mobile setup. It's not working for me very well. Hopefully this one goes good. I ruined the last recording and didn't have a proper backup. So either way, what I'm doing here is I've got a Wednesday's article as well as today's article are precursors to Aaron Von Wertheim's most recent article about the future of Bitcoin, what Lightning could look like. And this is an article specifically that he references about atomic swaps. And this is also by Aaron Von Wertheim. So I'm going to go ahead and hit this one, and then maybe I can get to it over the weekend, but it probably won't be till Monday. We will hit Aaron's other article about what Lightning could look like. So this one is on atomic swaps, also on BitcoinMagazine.com, again written by Aaron Von Wertheim, and it is titled Atomic Swaps, How the Lightning Network Extends to Altcoins. So let's jump in. It is well known that Bitcoin's upcoming Lightning Network promises instant confirmations and low fees. What is not as well known is that this highly anticipated scaling layer is actually not limited to Bitcoin. The very same peer-to-peer protocol can potentially be extended to and made interoperable with many altcoins. This could allow for trustless altcoin payment processors, decentralized altcoin exchanges, and perhaps even cheaper Bitcoin-to-Bitcoin payments, and more. Atomic swaps. Interoperability between Bitcoin and altcoins is not new. So-called atomic swaps, or atomic cross-chain trading, were first described by Tier Nolan back in 2013. Let's say Alice has 200 Litecoins, but prefers one Bitcoin, and Bob has one Bitcoin, but prefers 200 Litecoins. So Alice and Bob agree to trade, but neither Alice nor Bob trust each other, so neither wants to be the first to send over the coins. The other may not return the favor. That's why Alice and Bob set up an atomic swap. Atomic swaps utilize a clever trick known as hash time-locked contracts, which in turn leverages the potential of multi-signature addresses and time locks. All this is enabled by the basic scripting language found in Bitcoin and most altcoins, including Litecoin. In short, Alice and Bob submit transactions to both blockchains, one on Bitcoin and one on Litecoin. The Bitcoin transaction sends one Bitcoin from Bob to Alice, but Alice can only claim this Bitcoin if she reveals a secret number that only she knows. The Litecoin transaction sends 200 Litecoins from Alice to Bob, but requires the same secret number on both chains. So when Alice claims her Bitcoin, she reveals her secret number on the Bitcoin blockchain. And with that same secret number, Bob can, in turn, claim his 200 Litecoins. Even though the transactions are on completely different blockchains, they are effectively linked. Bob just needs to monitor the Bitcoin blockchain to see if Alice claimed her Bitcoin so that he can claim his Litecoins. All this works today, but it is a bit of a hassle. Alice and Bob need to find each other to set up the atomic swap, which then requires several transactions on multiple blockchains. This can be improved. Note, there are some extra steps to ensure that Alice actually does claim her Bitcoin within a limited amount of time, so that Bob can also claim his Litecoins in a timely manner. The specifics are beyond the scope of this article, however. For details on how hash time lock contracts work, see Understanding the Lightning Network, Part 2, Creating the Network. Lightning Networks. The Lightning Network is specifically designed for Bitcoin, but all coins that are forked from Bitcoin's codebase, like Litecoin, Dogecoin, or Zcash, are typically capable of hosting Lightning Networks as well. Other altcoins, as long as they include similar or more extensive scripting capabilities, like Ethereum or Ethereum Classic, enable similar solutions. Like atomic swaps, the Lightning Network utilizes hash time lock contracts. Where atomic swaps effectively link blockchains, the Lightning Network links payment channels. This way, if both Alice and Bob have a payment channel open with Carol, they can transact through Carol without needing to trust Carol. And exactly because the underlying mechanics are the same, it's no stretch to merge the Lightning Network with atomic swaps. This process makes different Lightning Networks interoperable across blockchains. This means it appears that opens channels on both blockchains could serve as a payment processor, an altcoin exchange, and more. Let's say, for example, that Alice wants to buy a computer from Bob, for which Bob charges one Bitcoin. Whew. But Alice only owns Litecoins. Luckily, Carol has a Litecoin channel open with Alice, and a Bitcoin channel open with Bob. So Alice can now send 200 Litecoins to Carol, for Carol to send one Bitcoin to Bob. Since this is all linked with hash time lock contracts, Carol effectively acts as a trustless payment processor. And if Alice and Bob both have a Bitcoin payment channel, as well as a Litecoin channel with Carol, they can also swap funds. Alice can send 200 Litecoins to Carol, which Carol forwards to Bob. Bob then sends one Bitcoin to Carol in exchange, which Carol now forwards to Alice. And again, all this is still linked with hash time lock contracts, so now Carol effectively acts as a trustless altcoin exchange. Lastly, alternative Lightning Networks may even improve Bitcoin's Lightning Network in some ways. For example, a Bitcoin-to-Bitcoin payment could be routed through Litecoin peers, if that happens to be the cheapest route. Or users operating on multiple coins could rebalance their channels. If Alice has 400 Litecoins but no Bitcoins in her channel with Bob, she may want to exchange 200 Litecoins in order to fund her Bitcoin channel. Challenges. Some challenges do remain in order to realize most of this scenario. One is denial of service protection, or DOS. While the mechanics of the Lightning Network ensure that no peers can steal funds, intermediaries can block or stall the payment process. To solve this, channels with non-cooperating peers must be closed. This form of punishment should make DOS attacks expensive, as non-cooperating peers need to keep opening channels. But to verify that the channel was closed and the attacker punished, each peer along a payment chain must be able to monitor all participants. Even if only two peers along a chain of six use Litecoin, all six peers should be able to recognize a Litecoin transaction in case the channel is closed. And of course, Lightning Networks must first be rolled out. This, in most cases, requires a malleability fix, at least for optimal performance. Segregated Witness, the malleability fix proposed by the Bitcoin Core development team, currently awaits activation on both the Bitcoin network and on several altcoins, including Litecoin. But Segregated Witness has not activated yet, and whether it ever will depends on miners, both on Bitcoin as well as on altcoins. Okay, so that was our article, and it's a short one, but I thought that was a really great summation of atomic swaps and the article that he referenced. Clearly, if you didn't catch it, this was published a long time ago. It was January 11th of 2017, so it's like a year and 3 months ago. He referenced the article, Understanding the Lightning Network, Part 2, Creating the Network, and I think that is episode 47 of this podcast, actually. Let me confirm here. So, economy. Okay, no, it's episode 48. 47 is part one, but that's a three-part series, 47, 48, and 49, explaining the Lightning Network, and it is 48 that goes digs into hash time lock contracts in more detail. So this is a older article, and as we know, Segregated Witness did in fact activate. It was activated on fully for use like August 17th of last year, and it was available a few months earlier on Litecoin. And of course, we have a Lightning Network rolled out now on Bitcoin. We're seeing it finally come to fruition, and I believe I actually saw a news item just today that said we have our first exchange that has adopted Lightning deposits. I think that was Voltoro, if I'm not mistaken. So We're slowly seeing this happen, and atomic swaps are becoming a reality. Alex Bosworth is working on something very similar to this in his submarine swaps, which will eventually extend to altcoins. And this is really exciting stuff, but we will be hitting Aaron Von Wertheim's other article that touches on this again, the future of Bitcoin, what Lightning could look like, maybe this weekend, but again, probably on Monday. And this was on BitcoinMagazine.com, so don't forget to check those guys out. And thank you guys for listening to this episode. We'll just go ahead and close this here. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy and Medium at The Crypto Economy as well. And also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and share it with all your friends. This has been a Crypto Economy Quick Read. I will catch you guys next time. Take it easy, guys.